Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
So the next section in Mark 12 is the one about paying taxes to Caesar. And I think in some ways this, again, fits this trap narrative that I have said might work for chapter 12. And it says this, and they said to him, verse 13, they sent him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. So here's where I get the idea of the trap. And they came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care what anyone's opinion is. For you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God." So they're buttering him up. And then they lay the trap. "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" And the reason it says, "but knowing their hypocrisy," is because what they were doing is they were saying, if he says don't pay tax to Caesar, then he's an outlaw in the eyes of the government and they could get rid of him. But if he says pay tax to Caesar, then all of the Jewish people would say he's not really the Messiah. He's not really for the liberation of his people. But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why do you put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." This was a common coin. And they brought one and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him because their question in some ways, or their trap that they were laying, and the trap that that we can fall into, is this trap of what I would say is disengagement. And what I mean when I say disengagement is saying, if I follow God's rules, then I don't have to engage in culture. I don't have to pay my taxes. I don't have to be part of what's going on. And Jesus is saying, no, you need to be engaged and participate in culture while at the same time knowing that you don't just live for this culture. And this is the tension always in the kingdom of God, because there's a sense in which the kingdom of God is now, and God wants us to live and bring his kingdom realities to bear in the very spheres in which we live and move. This is Jeremiah 29, when he says, "I want you to seek the shalom of the city." The people in exile who were in a place that they didn't want to be, he said, "Seek the welfare of the city, make the city prosperous." And yet at the same time, there's a sense in which the kingdom is future. And so we say, I'm going to not just live for the good of now, but I'm also going to say there's a kingdom that is coming and I am for the future kingdom. And so he's basically saying, I'm not going to be trapped into the it's all now and, you know, the present kingdom, the present world, or all future kingdom or God's kingdom outside of culture. These two things coexist in the here and now. And so give to Caesar what's Caesar's, give to God what's God's. I'm not going to get bifurcated in this cultural trap that you're laying for me to say, is it right to invest in the world or to not invest in the world? And so what does that mean for you, for me today? Well, I think what it ultimately begs the question is, what does it look like for you to be fully engaged in culture without compromising with the culture and ignoring the future aspect of the kingdom of God? In other words, it isn't just I'm building a big business, and because I'm building a business, I'm helping people, or because I'm a doctor, I help people, and therefore I'm all present. There's still a need to say, give to God what is God's, to support ministry through your giving and to invest your time. But it's also true that you don't just simply say, because I invest my time, therefore it's irrelevant how I invest in culture. Those two things aren't separated. They're similar. They're together. And so what you do as a doctor, what you do as a financial planner, what you do as a business owner, what you do as a school teacher, what you do as a carpenter, what you do as a plumber, what you do as a lawyer, all of these things contribute to the good of society. And you are helping to establish kingdom principles in those places, while at the same time having an eye to the broader, bigger picture of the kingdom of God as it comes in the days ahead. So today, what would it look like for you not to fall into the cultural trap of the either-or kind of thinking, but to say where I am, I'm bringing the kingdom of God, but I still invest in this kingdom, not just saying it's only on me.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.